opinion here, in light of the other Torah mechabers. Correct. Correct. Okay, good. Simon Kuf Pei Hei. So, Sif Aleph. I don't know how many of you fully got to learn this, or I guess we'll even read it inside. Look at that. Ha'isha shi b'chezkas t'meya, asr l'alavu ala ad sh'toyma lo tavalti. Good. So a woman who's b'chezkas t'ma, so she has to tell him tavalti. Otherwise they can't be together. The Pizchei Tshuva, over here, Sif Katan Aleph, writes that afilu shocheves etzlo lo mehani, ad sh'toyma lo b'fersh tavalti. And that's from the Chavos Das. In other words, you might have said that she lays down next to him. She's giving him a hint. I went to the mikvah, right? We're talking about from people. No, the Chavos Das says you have to say beferush. The Chavos Das over there brings a raya from Tosos on Yud Aleph from the base. And l'chora the raya is that it says over there, main lavesis v'nicha b'cheskes torah shemuteres, that's right. So, sounds like why? She's Mutaris, Tos says, because she's Tovas. In other words, the fact that she's Tovas shows that that she's Tahora. And that implies that it's only because she's Becheskas Tahora that her Tviya shows that she's Tahora. Mashma, that if she was Becheskas Temeya, then her Tviya, Shochaves Etzlo, wouldn't show she's Tahora. And therefore, it must be you need a verbal statement, atavalti. The Lechem Simla disagrees. He says, no, shochaves is a hochacha, shetavla. And many achronim write this. The Badi Shulchan writes, you should be machmir like the Chavos Das. But he says that even the Chavos Das doesn't need a din hagada. What's the Chavos Das concern? That she forgot for the moment, right? She momentarily forgot. But a remez that's clear-cut would also work. In other words, if they agreed between themselves that a certain remez would indicate that she went to the mikvah, so that's okay. B'nos Yisrael or Bosho Slomar Tavalti, so they could figure out some other word or code action. It's not like a din hagada of Eidos or the like. Now, Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel against the Chavos Das. And he says any type of remiza would work. And he also says Benos Yisrael Bosho Slomar Tavalti. Notice he's even more makel than the Lechem V'Simla. Not only does Shocheves Etzlo works, but even let's say she hands him something. Okay, I mean you have to in a way that's clear. I think a lot of people make mistakes during accidentally pass things, but she passes it in a way that makes it clear that she's intentionally violating Dinei Harchakos. She winks when she passes it, or whatever. So then, that's the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like that would be enough. Now, but as I said, the Badi HaShulchan is machmir, like the Chavos Das. That I think that's the preferable thing to do. Now, the
Badi HaShulchan would be different if he's just saying that. Well, a hint is sufficient.
No, it has to be a prearranged hint for the Chavos Das. Not just
as opposed to the lying down of the
as opposed to either shocheves etzlo or passing something or the like. Now, the Badi Shulchan is an interesting diuk that even the Lechem V'Simla is only makel over here that shocheves etzlo works. We punted this out before, not before by the Bedikos after the Veses. Remember, over there the Lechem V'Simla doesn't disagree with Chavos Das, and the reason is very simple. It's very easy to forget to do a bedikah on your veses. So therefore, even the Lechem V'Simla would agree that Shocheves Etzlo doesn't work, and if her own abeinonis, let's say, passes, she has to say, I did my bedikah. Whereas, like going to the mikvah, she's not like going to accidentally forgetting to do the bedikah on the own abeinonis is easy. Accidentally forgetting to go to the mikvah after Shiva Nekiyim is very unlikely. So therefore, he says, even the Lechem V'Simla would be Moda over there. Okay. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, we have Chuchsa Kanida B'Shchein Useha, that then she's Begadir Mochzekes to be a Nida. In Sif Gimel, we have an interesting discussion about a masla. Come on in. We have, share lunch. Thank you so much. All right, just put it down anywhere. Amazing. Thank you.
Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. We have to have a pizza lunch also. You could have Meiser. Yeah. 10% for all of you. Some guys are absent, actually. They ordered, I think they'll yeah. We'll see. We should have a pizza party also at the end of the year when we finish Nida. Okay. End of the Zman. No. We're starting Avelis before, after Shavuos, of course. Okay, so what do we see over here? The halacha is that if a woman says she's Temeya, so then she's believed. Let's say she says Temeya, but she has an Amasla, so then she's also believed. For example, she says, I was tired. I didn't want to have Tashmish. And so when I said Temeya, it was just because I was too tired. I didn't want to have Tashmish. So that's an Amasla, she's believed. And therefore, if she says Temeya, and then the next night, she says, yeah, no, I'm Tahora, I was just too tired to have Tashmish, so I said I was Temeya, then she's believed. Now, it's clear from the Shach, and this is basically based off of the Rambam, that Derech Schok Amarti Lecha is not an Amasla. Why? Why not? Presumably because it's not a good Amasla. Now, there's no normal person would make a joke out of this. Right? Haha. I was just joking when I said Temeya. That's a pashav shot. It's not a din be'etzem. The pshat is, you need, an amasla works, but it has to be a good amasla. It has to be a reasonable amasla. Saying I was joking isn't a good amasla. Saying I was Temeya because I didn't have koach, that is a good amasla. That's a pashtus. It's not like a din be'etzem, that an amasla, you could try to, we'll talk about that maybe next time, that an amasla, to what extent did the amasla have to account for the first thing? Saying I was joke, but in other words, the amasla have, perhaps you could understand, has to reinterpret the first statement. When I said to me, I meant I'm tired. When you say I'm joking, so what are we interpreting you? When I said I'm to me, I meant I'm tahora, and I was a joke. It could be that's the pshat, but the pashtus is that it's just not a good amasla. So you shouldn't joke about these things. Now, the Simla Chadasha, we haven't had a chance to do that much yet this year, but it's quoted in the Otzer Mefarshim on Yerideya, Simen Aleph, says like this, an Amasla doesn't work if at the time that the Amasla was given, there was no Safek Be'enei Hashomim. In other words, an amasla only works if at the time that the original statement was given, let's say when she says, Temeya ani, there was some level of uncertainty about her status. Now, l'chora, the pshat is that if she is, that there was no uncertainty, so when she says Temeya ani, she's mukhsekas, like Edim, she has nemanas. And her chazara doesn't work. There's no nemanus against Aden. But if there's a suffix about what she originally said, so then that's different. Sort of like what the Taz is going to say when we get to that next time, that it's refuah kodim lamaka, it's okay. In other words, you could ask, if you want to say it a little differently, why should a masla work in the first place? Right? Assuming it's lachar kedei dibur, she should have no nemanus to be chozer. Right? Because she's believed. And there's no nemanus for an eid achad against a chazaka, unless it's biado. This isn't biado, and it's biado after 12 days, maybe. But she says, yesterday I'm Temeya, now she says I'm Taira. It's not biado to go to mikvah after one day, right? So it's not biado, it's against the chazaka. Mechate sina masla should work. So, and they'll say it's a pesha asar? No. Maybe that would work tolkadei dibur. Right. According to Tosfos and Subos, you need a Pesha Asar even Tolkadei Dibor. But Lachak Dei Dibor, there's no Pesha Asar.
Pesha Asar is
just clarifies why what I said doesn't make me usher, not...
Right. So, well, it depends how you understand Tashashim. It's a bilus on your Dibor and the like, but still even that, according to Tashashim, only works Telkotei Dibor. But therefore, the Lech of a Simlus is good. So if, when... Sorry, Simul Chadash says, if, when I originally said it, there's some ambiguity, so then I'm allowed to clarify that ambiguity later. But if it was clear-cut, no, absolutely not. However, when you learn our Simon, you'll see that the Poskim don't accept this. Don't seem to accept this. They seem to be makel across the board that a good amasla would work. Now, the question, what time is it? The question we need to discuss, I guess, is the following. And this is what the Rishonim discussed in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. If Hochsa Kanida B'Shechenu Seha, does an amasla work? So the Ramban says no. We actually don't have a Ramban that says this explicitly, but that's the way the Tur understood the Ramban. And that's the Psak of the Mechaber. And Amasla does not work against Hochsa Kanida B'Shechenu Seha. So the Tur says, I don't understand this Ramban, because if she says explicitly Tmei Ani, then an Amasla works. So why shouldn't an Amasla work if she wears her Nida clothing? So the Rashba, quoted by the Beis Yosef, answers that because of a boshes or ones, she's going to say Tmei Ani, but she's not going to do a maisa like wearing big day nidas, right? Now, the simple reading is that if she had a good amasla for big day nidas, it would work. In other words, the Rashba seems to be saying, well, what's a pshat in amasla not working for big day nidas? There's no good amasla for big day nidas. What else would explain big day nidas, right? A woman who's too tired to have tashmish, it's like absurd. She's going to put on a nida clothing to convince her husband that, yeah, can be. But let's say she has a good amasla. Let's say she wears her big day nida, and then she goes to her husband and says, oh, you know, tired. And he says, well, one second, you were wearing big day nida yesterday. She says, oh, yeah. I didn't. The laundry was all dirty. All my Torah clothing were dirty, so I wore my big day nida because I ran out of clothing. So l'chora, then it should work. However, there's a Maharik who seems to disagree. It's quoted by the Taras HaShlamim as well at the end of Os Vav. And the question is: this is what you need to think about, and we'll begin with this question on Wednesday. That perhaps it's a Yesoda stick a din. Does this relate to Asi Dibur Vatzel Dibur, Velo Asi Dibur Vatzel Maisa? Now, maybe it's not just this technical thing, there's no good amasla for Big Day Nidus, but Big Day Nidus, which is a Maisa, requires something stronger, which brings us back to the question we began with last time, which is what is actually the basis of her namamas and her ability to be Choser? It gets into a lot of very interesting fundamental questions about issues of namamas. Okay, we're going to finish the simon next time and maybe even go on to the other things. One important topic that I'd like to get to, some of you brought up, it's worth looking at, is the issue of kapara and the like. What happens if a couple has became a nida during Tashmish Ba'ones? And you'll see that the Pisrei Tshuva quotes a couple of Noda Yehudas, which are worth looking at inside. So make sure you finish the simon. I would look at those noted views inside, and we'll expand upon those. And then, so we'll finish Kuf Pehei next time on Wednesday, and then we start Kuf Tzadi Beis, right? So we'll do that also. Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, have a good day. Yeah. You could tell the chaver to come in. Yeah.